I would like first to say that my heart goes out today to the families of the boys we lost today. We lost five of our colleagues, soldiers, fine young soldiers, to this attack by Al-Shabaab on our camp. You see, these young men have been in Somalia, some of them 1 year, some of them a few months, sacrificing to ensure that this portion of Africa is free and becomes stable to help us stabilize the whole of Africa. Secondly, I would like to say that these people came as infiltrators. They were wearing Somali National Army uniforms, and they came in attacking infrastructure, critical infrastructure.
Ambassador, do we know the nationalities of the soldiers that were killed?
Yes, but we are, first of all, we'd allow us to talk to the families to make sure they are informed before we release that information, if please allow us that. But as you know, soldiers in AMISOM come from Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, Djibouti, Sierra Leone, so one of those countries. But you'll find out soon. Please allow me not to say it until the families are informed.
The question that I think people want to know is that how were these Al-Shabaab Islamists, how were they able to reach the camp or the base? How?
Well, how is not what is. What are we going to do to prevent that is the most important question, I believe. This is a wake-up call for all of us. Precisely because we're working with Somalis, sometimes, well, they use tactics such as pretending they are Somali soldiers whom we work, whose capacity we're building to make sure that they stand up and fight for the country by themselves. So they use those tactics. You know, you cannot just say, no soldier cannot enter here, and they use that effect of surprise to come in. But as I said, today I've been on phone with the generals and with the officers, and I told them, many people will be unhappy with us in coming days simply because you're going to have latitude to the fullest possible, strictly your regulations, so that there is no more mistake of this sort, which means that with our partners, the UN and others, we'll have to agree on how the camps are going to be monitored. Who can enter, who cannot enter, it has to be as strict as possible. So to go back to your question, well, simply because they use the tactics they use. They had uniforms of friendly troops, and they came and they used a surprise and they entered.
As you said, Ambassador, the terrorists wore a Somali army uniform. Have you had security problems with this?
No, not that I know. These things just happen because this terrorism is just there to create this kind of situation whereby sometimes you don't always know who is who. But precisely that's why we have to enforce the rules that we have and have rules about who enters, who goes where, who does what. So to recognize properly the culprits from the good people and be able to stop such situations or such occurrences.